Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Weekend's just around the corner. Hang in there. Oh, we got a great show. It's all about empowerment right here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. Magical Engineer Frank and I are ready to go. We're going to be talking about fleas. Oh, yeah. Flea season. You got pets. Oh, get ready. We're going to be talking about that and some natural ways to deal with it. Also, we're going to possibly talk about some drugs that tend to create a constipation issue in the system, and we're going to look at that. We'll see how much time we have left over. We may have some time for other things to empower you. But before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting the nation up in prayer and praying for righteous leadership. I'm praying for God's hand of protection, not be withdrawn from this nation. And I'm praying that this nation repents. Yeah, if you think America doesn't need to repent, well, you got another sorry lesson coming. Absolutely. I'm playing for Righteous Men of Valor with understanding and knowledge to put this nation back on course. And I think for that to happen, it's going to be painful. I really do. So America needs to seek the Lord, mind the time, it grows short, and ask for truth and justice. That's what we need to ask for. And boy, we're going to get it. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. What are we at in the Quacker today? Oh, we're going to be looking at olive oil, apparently. Us Americans, we're dumb. We buy extra virgin olive oil, which is a fake. Yep, olive oil is cut with other fillers and other refined oils, leaving us with anything but the real extra virgin olive oil. If you buy Petroli, particularly, or Carapelli brands, apparently they're accused of deceiving the customer because the quality of olive oil doesn't measure up to the rich green tinted oil that would come naturally from fresh cold-pressed olives. They're being sued, basically. The plaintiff is Scott Kohler, who's saying that the extra virgin label that they use on the products misleads the consumer because it contains refined and all other oils that cut. There are less expensive filler oils that cut the olive oil. So it says imported from Italy on there. But Kohler says that these products aren't made in Italy. What happens is the oil is imported into Italy and then blended and repackaged and bottled. So we're not getting the cream of the crop, healthy oils with all the extra antioxidants in there. So the University of California conducted an investigation back in 2010. They said 69% of the imported extra virgin olive oil was fake. Only 10% was real. All right, International Olive Oil Council and Department of Agricultural guidelines on extra virgin olive oil, what it means to have the real deal. Go check that out. Real extra virgin olive oil, boy, is it green. And it's got a special aroma to it, right? Yes. So you don't know the difference till you actually have it. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, Lumber Liquidators has been in the news lately. I think 60 Minutes did a whole story on them, that they are being accused of their flooring product containing higher than usual EPA allowed amounts of formaldehyde. And of course, people are outraged. If they put these floors down in their homes, they don't want to be at risk of the formaldehyde material. And so people are, jerking up their floors and putting down something else and suing Lumber Liquidators. Apparently, they have the product. It's imported from China. The Chinese laminate these floors. And they said that it's within the federal and state guidelines for this type of product. But when it was tested, it was alleged that the product actually was 1,300% outside the EPA guidelines for formaldehyde, so it caused pretty much an uproar. People concerned citizens. The class action lawsuits across the country. Outrageous. Just typically outrageous. Defrauded, lied to, you name it. People are just, consumers are just offended and up in arms. Lumber Liquidators, their stock fell 25%. Well, I have to ask this question. Okay, so you're really up in arms about the formaldehyde on a flooring product. You may or may not have that in your home. But yet, you're not up in arms about the formaldehyde in vaccinations. Young children getting injected with formaldehyde. That doesn't bother you. That's one of the preservative ingredients in vaccines. So I just think we need to get a healthy perspective, folks, and then start dealing with it in a righteous manner. Let's pray for that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, I know. The health authorities will say, hey, the body metabolizes formaldehyde just fine. And actually, your body produces formaldehyde. So it's a natural thing. No worries. Okay. I'll give you that one for now. But what about the glycol phosphate, the antifreeze? What about that one? Does my body make antifreeze? All right. I'll get off it. I will. Later. Later. All right, let's talk about fleas. Because, we're in the season. We're in the season for the pests, the parasites. People are going to be seeing a lot of it. There are some reports already that fleas have kind of exploded in numerous areas of the United States and Europe. Areas in the United States reporting flea problems already are the southeastern states, San Diego, California, and parts of Connecticut and Pennsylvania. Now, Dr. Michael Dryden, he's a professor of veterinarian parasitology at the Kansas State University. He's also called Dr. Flea over there. Expert on fleas, apparently. He says vets doubt the efficiency of the treatments, of the flea treatments, because they're not working as well as they did 15 years ago. So, and Dr. Christine Kane, professor of dermatology at the University of Pennsylvania School of Veterinary Medicine, said that flea outbreaks can occur on pets already being treated for fleas. So we're told as more warm, rainy days set in, there will be a flea bloom occurring. And fleas multiply quickly. And health experts in major cities are concerned about a plague outbreak like bubonic. Wow. Now, the rock squirrel flea is a primary vector for plague in Colorado. Keeping a check on that. Now, remember the song Ring Around the Rosie? Remember that? It's a well-known nursery rhyme, or it was. But if it goes back in history to the 1700s, and it may have originated during the Black Plague. So depending on the plague bacteria, the skin can have a red discoloring to it. May have been why we get the Ring Around the Rosie song. Now, worldwide, there are more than 1,800 different species of fleas. And according to buginfo.com, the largest species of flea prefers mountain beavers. And that flea is a quarter of an inch long. Wow. Well, I'm glad that parasite likes mountain animals instead of domesticated ones. Whew. So, if you live in Colorado, be aware that this state houses about 80 different flea species and more than any other state. So, Colorado also has a flea that likes to bite humans. It's called the Pluex irritans. And even though they are found on wild animals like skunks, foxes, and coyotes, it still likes to bite humans. See, you're on the smorgasbord, right next to the coyotes. So when wild animals abandon their dens, the fleas then scatter, and then they find domesticated pets and they travel on into your house. Now, cat fleas can multiply on both dogs and cats. So the states that are most common for flea problems are Texas, California, and Florida. So what can we do about fleas? Well, we're going to find out. First, let's talk about the flea cycle. The life of fleas, pretty brief, but it's busy. The average flea can live for a few weeks to several months. They emerge from their cocoon within 1 second. And they inhabit the host and are feeding on the host within 3 seconds. That's fast. So female fleas can lay 2,000 eggs during their lifespan, or 50 eggs per day. And the incubation time can be just a few days to a few weeks, depending on the condition. So in ideal conditions, a pair of fleas, mama and papa flea, they can produce 2 trillion fleas in 9 months. That's a lot of fleas. So the flea eggs, they can fall off your animal, and they can fall into your carpet, your bedding, cracks in between floorboards, etc. After it emerges, it can jump to find its host. So in the larval stage, the immature fleas tend to eat the feces of the adult fleas, the dried blood, for about 18 days. Then the fleas can jump between 8 and 34 inches high. So that's like 150 times their size, or equivalent to a human jumping about 1,000 feet. And fleas can also jump horizontally, an average about 13 inches. Now, some people wonder how fleas can navigate through all that hair and all that fur, all that tangled mess, right? Some pets are matted and they got fleas. How do they do that? Well, they have three pairs of legs and they have these hair-like bristles on them that help them maneuver inside the hair follicles using, and they also use the back of their legs for the jumping part. So what's on the flea's menu? Well, fleas like to feast on blood, basically, and they can suck up to 15 times their body weight in blood every day. So females especially need a steady diet of blood to support their egg-laying capabilities. However, fleas can survive several months without a blood supply, and they are, you know, pretty hardy. They're pretty hardy parasite. They can survive freezing conditions. And I know that fleas can survive several months without a blood supply because I've talked to realtors and home inspectors who, you know, when the housing bubble went and people lost their homes and this and that, there was like really crazy stories where inspectors would go to inspect a home for a bank and they'd open the door and there was just a black cloud of insects and they'd have to slam the door shut. They couldn't go in there because it was all the fleas, all the hatching, all the, you know, whatever from the carpet. Okay. Ugh. Well, let's talk about the little pet in the window. You know, they're so cute. When you see cutie little puppy dogs and kittens in that pet store window, we don't really think about fleas at that point, don't we? We don't even think about the financial commitment to owning a pet. So the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says that the low ballpark price range pet owners will spend on a pet that has a 15-year lifespan is about $9,400 to $14,000. Now, the larger dogs, the larger pets cost more because they tend to be prone to ligament injuries and require surgery. So the larger dogs cost more. Americans also spend about $48 billion on pet food every year, and that comes from Pet Products Association. They came up with that figure. Now, the recession hit, you know, the pet sector during 2009 and 2010, and pet owners cut back on pet expenses by about 16%. The Natural Research Center provided that statistic. And pharmaceutical pet supplies, you know, can be very expensive. And veterinarian care rose by 4% over the inflation. Sheesh. So the pharmaceutical flea and tick prevention products are very expensive and toxic. On average, depending on the size of your pet, the drugs can range from $39 to $80 on top of your vet visit. And most pet owners, you know, search for a lot of these products online to save money, and they buy from overseas suppliers, and they can save as much as 30% doing that. But according to the National Natural Resource Defense Council, they say the chemicals used in the pet flea products are alarmingly toxic to pets and humans. So the chemicals are known as tetrachlorophos and propyrox. And the young children, they say, should not be exposed to these types of chemicals. However, these chemicals are often used in your flea and tick pet collars, on the sprays that they, you know, you use, and all the powders to treat for flea problems. So pets can lick this chemical right off the pet collar. Ugh. So the chemicals are a nerve toxin that affect the pet and the human nervous systems. And if pets get too much of this chemical, it can cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, wheezing, sweating, watery eyes. Ever see that? So if the pet becomes poisoned by the chemicals, the symptoms to watch for would be muscle twitching, drooling, seizures, and even death. And according to the Humane Society of the United States, hundreds of pet owners report pet deaths from flea and tick chemicals in pet products and medications every year. So studies report that long-term exposure to these chemicals in smaller doses can produce a cancer risk to pets. And according to the state of California, that Prioxer, the TCVP that you see a lot of flea and tick products have, that's classified as a human carcinogen. So if you or your pet are exposed to these chemicals, they're classified as organ phosphate in the organ phosphates family and can offer significant risk to neurodevelopment problems, which can include hyperactivity, learning disabilities, attention deficit disorder, and impulsive behaviors in humans. And that came from the Journal of Pediatrics June 2012 issue. Now, in 2009, the Natural Resource Defense Council published some research on the pet flea and flea collars, flea and tick chemicals, and they found that within a three-day exposure to these chemical agents, with just the flea collars alone, they said it exceeded the EPA's acceptable dose level for toddlers. So the EPA estimates that children spend 2 hours a day with their pets, and that doesn't include any time they spend sleeping with the pet. So parents and pet owners really need to decide what are the acceptable risks associated with the pet flea and tick products. Well, of course, the animals are the unfortunate hosts of fleas, and they tend to have health conditions because of it. Serious infestation of fleas can produce anemia, so puppies and kittens would be at a higher risk of anemia, and other infections like tapeworms, because if animals eat the fleas, they can get the worms. Now, other signs that pets exhibit from a flea problem are hair loss, scabies, chewed skin, and what are called hot spots. These serious skin lesions you see can also cause an infection. Well, let's look at some natural solutions. Because fleas are, well, they're an ancient problem, right? Our ancestors would use some natural plants to repel the pests. So they would wash clothes and bedding in garlic and thyme to help repel these parasites. Then essential oils were also used, such as tea tree, citronella, rosemary, peppermint, and eucalyptus. Now, some pet owners will feed their pet brewer's yeast and or garlic to penetrate the blood supply and make it less appetizing and appealing to the fleas and ticks. And one pet owner told me that she sprinkled garlic powder that had no salt in it on her pet to cut down on the flea bites and fleas, period. Another one said they use diatomaceous earth, no pool chemicals in that, by the way. And they applied that topically to the pet. They said that also helped. Now, vacuuming the home helps, but, you know, you want to use a vacuum that doesn't have a bag because the fleas can escape and reinfest your home. I use a rainbow vacuum, which uses a container of water, and it forces all the debris into the water and traps it there. And then when you're done cleaning, you just flush all the dirt, pollen, and fleas away, right? Yeah. Also, if you're going to treat outside the home, some people do. They'll treat their yards for fleas and ticks. So when you're treating the outside of the home, please remember that you want to protect the flea predators, okay? There are some out there that like to eat fleas, and that would be ladybugs and dirtworms. Try to protect those. Now, there's some other sources you want to consider. If you are worried about your pet acquiring anemia from blood-sucking fleas, well, you might want to super fortify them with some plant nutrition. So look at the Power Greens for Pets product at Apothecary Herbs, which is grain-free, easy on the digestion, lots of vitamins and minerals and nutrients in there. They also offer a lot of natural flea and tick products. They have flea and tick collars and shampoo that's all natural. It repels the fleas and the ticks. And these products have essential oils to repel pests, and they're infused into the pet collar so it won't irritate the skin. And these products are chemical-free, plus your pet really smells clean and fresh. I use them on my black lab, and he is pest-free. So the collars last about 3 months, but if your pet likes to swim, you'll have to replace it a little sooner. So, you know, don't risk your pet or your family members to the carcinogenic flea and tick chemicals when you have safer and sweeter smelling options. Yeah, your pet collars run about $7. And I think your shampoo is a little bit more than that. Lots of foam and suds, gentle on the skin, keeps the fur and skin soft and supple, no drying, you know, no itching, no flaking. It's just a beautiful thing to put on your pet. It'll make your dog shine and shimmer. Lots of essential oils that really are great, and pets love it, you know. It's all natural cleaning, and there's nothing harsh in there to strip away what they need to have healthy fur, skin, and so forth. So if you're interested, check out all these wonderful, products for pets. Are organic and safe, certified organic to Oregon Tilth standards. And you can call Apothecary Herbs to inquire, to order, or to get a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277 is the international number. Or you can go online to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Now, you can get there, type in herbtalklive.com as well. Proud to have that there. And take advantage of the discount coupons they have on their website under their HMO green button, left top corner. And you can save, but hurry, because those coupons will expire in April, so the end of the month. So check that out and, you know, get some natural stuff for your furry friends, their family, and take care of them this flea and tick season and less toxicity. I just cringe at all the chemicals, these pets. I mean, if you get the front line or some sort of chewable thing that you're giving them for the fleas, so toxic. I mean, it pollutes the blood, poisons the blood, so the flea don't want it. I mean, goodness. And then on top of that, you've got the heartworm stuff. Goodness, it's a wonder our pets don't croak sooner. All right. I'm always looking for natural stuff. Now, if you're worried about parasites, black walnut's safe for pets, and you can use that to expel. There's lots of herbs that will help expel parasites, and you can use them on your pets. So you can do some searching online. If you're looking for the black walnut, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. It's awesome stuff. Natural iodine in the black walnut, it gets rid of the parasites. So there you go. All right. We only got a couple minutes before break? If you're on the website, thepowerherbs.com, take advantage of the free newsletters, because you'll be empowered each and every week with healthy information. And it's all about knowledge and information that will empower you, make you less dependent on pharmaceutical products and more independent and strong. You want to strengthen the system, and that's what a lot of the natural therapies can do for you, get you off the dependency there. So I encourage you to sign up, and they're free at thepowerherbs.com. All you do is click on the Books and Newsletters tab, and you can sign up for free. And while you're at it, throw in a free catalog and just check out with a zero balance if you're just looking for information right now. And that way we'll send you a catalog, first-class mail, and you'll have that for reference. Now, the catalog is also a PDF download on the website. If you want to just, you know, save it to your desktop, you can do that. And or just peruse the categories online. There's digestive herbs, there's cardio herbs, there's organ cleansing herbs, there's immune boosting herbs, there's allergy herbs, there's herbs for beautifying, you know, keeping the skin soft and supple and helping the teeth out. I mean, there's all kinds of neat things on there. They're all organic, gentle, and powerful at the same time. I got to take a break. More on the other side.
Make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay? I say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk Live, and we're going to talk about some drugs now that could be messing up your systems, that could be constipating you. Well, there's a new class, actually, of constipation drugs on the market, supposedly to relieve the symptoms of constipation. How do you like that? According to some reports, 28% of Americans suffer from chronic constipation, and about $2.5 million are spent on doctor visits every year because of constipation. So what would be the cause of this malfunction? You know, what's wrong with the elimination channel here? What are the risks of just, you know, looking and treating the symptoms of this disease rather than getting at the cause of it? Well, let's take a look. You know, people tend to have plumbing problems from time to time. More people are experiencing digestive disorders, and their elimination process is impacted. People complain of infrequent stools, difficulty passing stool, and even diarrhea. So the term constipation can describe many different malfunctions of the bowel, and in most cases, people can experience extreme shifts in how the bowel is eliminating, from not moving at all to having bouts of diarrhea. So this kind of fluctuation is known as irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS. So what is constipation really? Well, the medical experts define constipation as fewer than 3 bowel movements per week. Holy moly. Oh, so this is a revealing statement. It indicates that if someone has a bowel movement every 3 days or 3 times per week, they're clinically defined as not constipated, when in fact, that's what they are by nature, by the way the bowel is supposed to move and work. Yes, they are. But doctors say you're not. That's normal. Now, patients suffer from bloating, pain, urgency, feelings of incomplete evacuation, and these symptoms often occur in clusters, and they vary in type and severity over time. So medicine, modern medicine, has really not been able to tie that condition to a biological marker through all their testing. So the condition cannot be explained by structural or biochemical disorder, and therefore medicine simply attempts to lessen the symptoms of it. So psychological symptoms may also be an underlying condition for the physical mechanism. Some prescription drugs and over-the-counter medicines can also slow the bowel transit time. So pain medications, antidepressants, and antispasmodic drugs can put the bowel to sleep. And then, oh yeah, you're not moving. Nothing happening there. All right, let's talk about some normal bowel function. What is it? People have different ideas of what normal bowel function is. Evacuation of stool is the main job of the bowel. So if a person is eating, then the bowel must evacuate. And when this doesn't happen, well, then on a daily basis, and more, if you're not evacuating every day and more than once a day, then the bowel really technically, naturally, is not functioning normally. Normal bowel function is having a bowel movement for each meal that you eat each day. So if you eat 3 times a day, you're supposed to evacuate 3 times a day. How many Americans are doing that? Not too many. All right, let's look at some of the risks. There are significant risks for not eating. The bowel can rebalance to work more efficiently. So there are significant risks if you're not going to get that bowel balanced. Chronic constipation will reduce the quality of life by producing bowel impaction, incontinence issues, maybe even a perforated bowel. Appendicitis can be at risk, and even leaky gut. So the longer the stool is allowed to remain in the body, there's an opportunity for the toxins in the stool to be reabsorbed or leak out into the colon to affect surrounding tissues like prostate, the uterus, kidneys, back muscles, and even the sciatic nerve. So cancer is also a concern, where putrid toxins are concentrated in the body for extended periods of time, and patients seeking medical help from doctors spend, on average, $3,000 a year. So there are conditions which can cause malfunction of the bowel, such as neurological conditions like MS, Parkinson's disease, and autonomic neuropathy. So a lot of people have those issues with the bowel. And using the over-the-counter stuff just makes it a worse situation. So we're going to talk about some natural alternatives in a minute. I once watched I think it was a PBS show, one of those Nature Channel things, where they were studying some indigenous tribe, right? And they happened to notice their bathroom breaks, you know, how they were functioning there. And they noticed that this tribe would have a bowel movement 30 minutes after they ate a meal. So they would have three bowel movements a day. And that's a colon that's working properly, actually. Wow. All right, let's look at some of the causes. The major causes for constipation is lifestyle. We don't eat enough fresh fruit and vegetables. We're not getting enough regular exercise. We're stressed out. We're sedentary. And age and the use of medical drugs and maybe even pregnancy, a surgery here or there, maybe a disease crops up, emotional issues. This all can affect the bowel and upset the whole system. So we need to add to this list modern society. I mean, just the whole stress of all the conveniences we have now. We can do so much more in the day, right? But we can't seem to get to the bathroom. All right. Let's see, Dr. John Kellogg, MD, he said this, the more advanced the nation, the more cases of constipation. Wow. That's in a nutshell. I agree with it. Let's look at some geography. The western part of the planet seems to have more who suffer from bowel malfunctions than any other part. Dr. John Kellogg studied bowel function from Asia to Africa. He discovered that the nations which had people in physical motion and eating healthy plants had better or normal bowel elimination. He also states that for every meal that you eat, here we go, your bowel should eliminate approximately 30 minutes afterward. He also witnessed that when people from these areas of the world were constipated, Dr. Kellogg noticed, it was because of the introduction of the Western diet, they began to experience the sluggish bowel function and the constipation. So Dr. Kellogg also studied the walk, you know, the gait of an unconstipated person, especially in Asia and Africa. And then he compared that gait or walk to a constipated European who only went to the bathroom a few times a week. He documented that there was a distinct change in the walk or the gait of someone who is constipated. So he says the unconstipated natives would have a very fluid or smooth stride, and the Europeans had a very stiff, jarring stride. Okay, so next time you're walking into work, you're going to be looking at everybody how they're walking, right? Or down the street or at the mall. Oh, that person's constipated. Look at that. I know. Now, it was also revealed in some of this research that during war, guerrilla warfare, those fighters, the guerrilla warfare fighters, noticed the difference in the walk of constipated people from your, they can pick out who was the good guy, basically, and who was the enemy. They used that to their advantage. They were able to spot their Rhodesian white soldiers readily. So Western society believes that, you know, their doctor thinks it's normal not to eliminate several times a day and to have a bowel disease by the age of 50. That's by modern medicine, that's normal and expected. You don't have to go but three times a week. That's normal. And if you get a bowel disease by 50, that's normal. In Western society, it is, because we don't eat right. We don't exercise right. We don't lifestyle right over here. You may think it's great, but, you know, sitting there on the sofa eating Cheetos and sucking down Coke, not going to help that bowel. Not going to. All right. One of the other things that we noticed in this research is hypertension, diabetes, and erectile dysfunction also factored in to bowel malfunction. Wow. So our medical doctors describe this malfunction as being average. America relies on caffeine in their coffee in the morning to move their bowel. So if there is an embargo on the coffee bean, if there's a coffee bean plight, look out. If coffee's outlawed, oh no. I mean, you know, if Barack Obama gets his little pen out there and an executive order, no coffee for you, well, 88 million people are going to be constipated overnight. I know, it's not funny. It's not. Coffee moves the nation of America, right? Every morning. All right, let's talk about you and a constipation issue. We have a lot of slang terms to describe a person who's constipated. But in biblical times, people recognized that constipation affected your mind, right? People who are constipated are often crabby, you know, out of sorts. We have some other derogatory terms, but we're not going to mention them. If the constipation is chronic, it can encourage depression and symptoms similar to Alzheimer's. I have heard this. I have actually heard this from practitioners, and natural practitioners especially. Now, thousands of folks are put on toxic drugs for such conditions when, in fact, well, just to put it plainly, they need a crap and a nap, right? Right. So an ill-functioning bowel will allow toxins to affect your brain, your neurotransmitters, your nervous system, make you tense, make you exhibit rigid personalities, along with a stiff walk, according to Dr. Kellogg. Wow. Well, let's look at the new drug. Yeah, new drug for this. The new drug doctors are using to lessen the constipation symptoms is Linesse. Have you heard about this? You've seen the commercials, right? A well-known side effect of this drug is, well, diarrhea, which could be severe. Oh, yeah, let's just flush all the magnesium out of your system. So this drug cannot be prescribed for minors. It is an oral medication designed to, of course, remove the bowel, but it is not intended as a laxative. It's not identified as a laxative. So other side effects are gas, severe abdominal pain, swelling, feeling of pressure or fullness of the abdomen, you know, distension, bloody stools, that's not good, black stools, oh, that means liver damage, by the way. This drug does not address the cause of the constipation and could produce worse symptoms than what you started with, in fact, could just really wreck your liver. I mean, you know, I guess people would rather pop this Linesse pill than, you know, change lifestyle. It's so much easier just to get a prescription, pop the pill, and hope for the best. But in most cases, constipated people are not active enough. They're not eating correctly. Or they could be allergic to something in their diet. Things are not going to change unless changes are made to the lifestyle. So lifestyle is going to be the key, folks, and you have the power right now. You do not need a doctor's office visit. You do not need a copay or insurance plan. You have the power to change this now. So the key to overall health is you. Right there. Your mind. Your mindset. Your determination. If you use over-the-counter laxative, it's going to promote a more severe constipation issue down the road because it makes the bowel sluggish and lazy. It dulls the nerve endings that move the bowel muscle. And then you're going to have a real problem. You know, laxative dependency is not my idea of a solution. So a lot of people are dependent on laxatives and basically would just die without them. So what I like to do really is to help tone that bowel muscle so it works properly. And you want to avoid anything that would make it dependent on a laxative. So lifestyle changes should be made, as well as you want to include more fiber, more raw fruits and vegetables in the diet. And these tend to sweep the bowel. And what they do is when they'll absorb a lot of fluids and they'll swell up and press against the colon wall. And this stimulates the nerve endings in the colon wall. And then those nerve endings move the bowel muscle, so it moves the fecal matter. That's how that works. So simple. So for those with non-active nerve endings, they're so deadened by chronic constipation, you got to use some herbs to help with that, to stimulate that. And We use a combination of herbs in the Bowel Cleanse Formula A. Great for the elderly that are on a lot of pain medicines and drugs that really make them sluggish. I wouldn't use the drugs, but you know how it is. They don't want to, well, deal with that. So, but they use Formula A, so they're not constipated. At least that's a good thing. So that's what you could do. Shorten the transit time. Get rid of the constipation, because Formula A is not to be used like an over-the-counter laxative. Those things, you know, you get dependent on. The bowel is become weaker every time you use them. That's not how bowel Formula A works. It strengthens the bowel. It tones the bowel. It gets it into shape. So you eventually don't need bowel Formula A. That's the idea. Of course, changing the diet is going to help. And a lot of times, like I mentioned, you could be allergic to a food. When I have dairy products, it really slows down my transit time. If I don't have dairy products, I'm fine. So you may want to keep a food journal to see what is affecting you in that way. I know that certain foods that really can slow down transit time are chocolate, bananas, and cooked carrots. So a lot of times when someone has dysentery, they'll give them cooked carrots, you know, to try to, you know, get rid of that dysentery. But if you want to get rid of dysentery, you take slippery elm, inner bark. Stops the dysentery in a skinny minute. Awesome stuff. All right, so if you got irritable bowel syndrome and you're flipping back and forth with constipation, you really need to change that lifestyle and do a bowel cleanse. Okay, end of story. That's what I would do if I were you. Get control of the situation. Otherwise, you're going to be on IBS drugs forever and not going to get any better. Because, you know, if you want to detox the bowel, you do need water in the bowel. Okay? And like I said, you use slippery elm to stop that dysentery, that liquidy stool problem. And another thing you could do is improve digestion where you start, you know, when you put the food in and it's in the digestive, you know, enzymes and the juices in the stomach. You might, 30 minutes before you start to eat, you might want to take gentian root. Excellent for improving all those digestive enzymes, setting up the whole digestive process so it's better, and it will stop stomach pain. Awesome thing. If you get stomach aches and you don't know why, doctor don't know why, you don't have an ulcer but you got pain, gentian root has been awesome for that for centuries. There are lots of reports on that. Fennel is for gas and bloating. Ginger for nausea. Peppermint, again, you could use that for stomach ache as well. But if you still have persistent stomach pain, then ante up to the gentian root. Awesome to have that on hand as well. And you'll find all of this at the powerherbs.com website. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have this under their digestive section. So you want to improve digestion, you go there. And change the lifestyle. The herbs help you get balanced, help you detox, and then the rest is, you know, your lifestyle. Keep it good and simple, organic foods, okay? So there you go. You got some tools there. Awesome stuff to have on hand. Money back tea, but of course, you know, God's herbs are good, so you're not going to need it. All right, we got a few minutes. And so you're gonna get rid of the constipation thing, right? Right. Okay. I know. I just like people to fix it themselves, and it's done deal. It's not gonna happen again. And if it does, it'll be a rare thing. And they know how to fix that without having to go to all the pharmaceutical issues. All right. I get a call every once in a while. I got a few minutes, so I want to just, you know, pick up this little topic of some people call me about nail fungus. 35 million people have it. What do I do for that? Well, usually, according to research, about 25% of those folks have nail fungus, and they don't know how to get rid of it. And of course, if they go to the doctor, they're going to get toxic drugs that risk the health of their liver. You know, I'm like, what? What? I mean, you know, okay, you can survive with nails that have, you know, some discoloration and, you know, that don't, you know, don't look like, you know, normal nails. I mean, you can still survive. You can, it's not going to impede your function that much. I mean, it's a cosmetic thing. But you damn straight need your liver, right? So it just makes no sense to me why people would get a drug that would risk the health of their liver. I don't know. You have to get blood tests. That'll tell you right up front, hey, this risks my liver. Enzymes, liver enzymes will be way out of whack. And by that time, guess what? Damage already being done to the liver. So toenail fungus, basically a fungal organism, similar to fungi and mold and mildew kind of thing. Dermatologists, podiatrists, they call it fungus dermophytis. And it feeds on the keratin, which is the protein of your nails. And the way they deal with it is, they use toxic drugs. Or they use laser therapy, I think, which they think have some minimal success, but expensive. Like a $5,000 treatment. Gee whiz. All right. So, and you got to watch out because a lot of these drugs can cause autoimmune problems. So you got to be careful. It could cause all kinds of reactions. So do your homework on anything that they tend to recommend to you for this. Now, you see a lot of these home remedies. I see them advertised all the time. They're foot soaks, beer soaks, vinegar herbal soaks. Personally, I think that'll take a long time to correct a nail fungal problem. What I know that has worked for some people, but it's not an overnight thing, is you can take some garlic liquid, but you put it on the base of the nail. A lot of people like to shove that stuff underneath the nail. Put it on the base where the nail's growing out. And then I like to layer in Parda Arco Inner Bark because it's a fungus buster. Both of them are, basically. Garlic is antifungal. So what happens, the first thing you'll notice is the nail color will change, become lighter, look more normal and opaque. But, of course, it won't look pink because it's usually, by that time, it's raised up off the nail bed. But just keep doing that. And actually, you'll notice some things. You'll notice it's not as tender, especially when you bump your toe. So over time, it takes a year for your nail to grow out. So you start at the base with all this this garlic juice and this Parda Arco Inner Bark liquid, and you put that right down at the base of the nail and just, you know, let nature work on it. Other than, you know, risking your liver, goodness gracious, I would never. So if you're looking for the garlic juice, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have it. They don't have a separate Parda Arco Inner Bark juice, but they do have Parda Arco in the Immune Booster formula. So if you want to put that on your toenail, that's fine. Won't hurt. And so give them a call if you're interested in that, or just visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, or call 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. All right. So if you're on the website, don't forget to sign up for the newsletters or get on the mailing list for special offers. I think they're going to be coming out with something to help you with your weight loss plan for the summer. Speed that up. More success. Gotta go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.